We are feeling the love.
How's the single life been?
I'm on all the apps, swiping up and down, left and right.
And crushing it in the kitchen.
We love a safe option.
Oh, this is a new...
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, October 28th. We are counting down the day's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Black Widow, F9, The Fast Saga, Shang-Chi, No Time to Die, Dwayne Johnson, Grey's Anatomy, WandaVision, and Saturday Night Live are among the top nominees at the 2021 People's Choice Awards in the movie and TV categories, while Justin Bieber, Lil Nas X, Doja Cat, and Olivia Rodrigo scored big with music nominations. The awards will air December 7th on NBC and E! Voting is currently open in all categories, which you can check out at EW.com. And while you're there, we have a handful of new trailers you should check out, including Tiger King 2, the upcoming Showtime series Yellowjackets, and our exclusive on the Toy Story spinoff Lightyear, with Chris Evans voicing Space Ranger Buzz Lightyear in that upcoming Pixar movie. Co-director Angus McLane describes the movie to EW as, quote, a straightforward sci-fi action film about the Buzz Lightyear character. In the Toy Story universe, it would be like a movie that maybe Andy would have seen that would have made him want a Buzz Lightyear figure.
To infinity.
And?
Ah, such a tease, but I love it so much, maybe brought a little tear to my eye. Lightyear is set to launch into theaters on June 17th, 2022. Despite past tension between Charm stars Shannen Doherty and Alyssa Milano, the Who's the Boss alum says their relationship is in a better place than it was on the set of that beloved WB series. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, the 48-year-old actress and activist opened up about her connection to Doherty, both on the show and after, saying that she's, quote, proud of Charmed, but still grapples with regret over how she handled friction between them during production. Milano told ET, quote, I would say we are cordial. I can take responsibility for a lot of our tension that we had, feeling that I was in competition rather than it being that sisterhood that the show was so much about. I have some guilt about my part in that. Milano says Doherty's 2015 breast cancer diagnosis prompted her to reach out to her former co-star. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, folks, time to cook up today's number three pick, Selena plus Chef. Selena Gomez is back in the kitchen for the third season of her HBO Max cooking show with more chefs from around the world, more great recipes, and more culinary surprises. This season features group recipes for game nights, brunches, birthdays, holidays, and more, with guest chefs including Jamie Oliver, Padma Lakshmi, and Ayesha Curry, who offers a cooking tip that quickly goes awry. Here's a clip from the show.
Do you have some fresh garlic cloves by chance?
Yes, I do.
One clove is more than enough. Is yours chopped up?
It's not chopped. It's just this. Can you see?
Yes. A lot of people use their knife to smash it, but I feel like that's a little dangerous. So I like to use the bottom of the jar and I just like press down.
Selena gets a little crazy with the knife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's probably best.
We love a safe option.
Oh, this is a new.
Oh my gosh.
She just broke the.
She shattered the.
Look at Aisha's face.
She shattered it.
How does this happen? You can't make this up.
Be careful. You're freaking strong.
Let's move it and then flip it. Like,
yeah. Like let's, the do real chefs let's do that. Let's do that. Hang on.
Wait. I mean, it's season three, guys, and we're still having
I know. I thought the knife was going to be dangerous, and look.
I can't believe it.
I'm going to do it with a knife, okay?
I do not want to be the one to come on here and be the one that had, like, Selena Gomez cut her hand.
Well, you know what? It really wouldn't be Selena plus Chef without some kitchen mishaps. By the way, as in the first two seasons, each chef will highlight a different charity in each episode. To date, the series has raised $360,000 for 23 nonprofit organizations. You can see Gomez keep on cooking in the first episodes of Selena plus Chef Season 3, now streaming on HBO Max. Now, time to hook up with our number two pick, HBO Max's Love Life. For its second season, the rom-com anthology is shifting focus from Anna Kendrick's Darby to The Good Place's William Jackson Harper as Marcus Watkins, who's entering his 30s, freshly divorced after his marriage unexpectedly implodes, forced to rebuild his life and rediscover his identity as a single black man in New York. Marcus must navigate clumsy hookups and plenty of questionable decisions as he learns to find love again. And as if all that weren't enough, he'll have to deal with a little pandemic as well. Here's a preview.
It feels very divorcey in here.
That's because I got a divorce.
No. It feels like I got the divorce. Like when I walked in, it got on me. Like it's in me.
How's the single life been?
I'm on all the apps, swiping up and down, left and right.
Do my feet stink?
No.
The laundry machine's been broken, so I ran out of socks.
So what are you doing, picking up chicks in a bookstore, like an off-brand Hugh Grant?
Actually, it was Hugh Grant that got picked up by Julia Roberts. So, joke's on you.
Well, Hugh Grant might not be in Love Life, but the season 2 cast also includes two dope queens, Jessica Williams as Mia, the object of Marcus's affections, SNL's Punky Johnson as his older sister, and the Fresh Prince's Janet Hubert as his mom. Now that's a rom-com ensemble. You can stream the first 3 episodes of Love Life Season 2 on HBO Max right now. Trivia. It's trivia time. In keeping with the show's shift in focus, what actor takes over as the narrator of Love Life in Season 2? Samuel L. Jackson, James Earl Jones, or Keith David? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
No one
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Lovers of British crime dramas will definitely want to check out The Long Call, premiering today on BritBox, which stars Pennyworth's Ben Aldridge as director Matthew Venn of Anne Cleves' Two Rivers novels. In honor of the show's premiere, we recently called up Aldridge to ask him, what you watching?
I am watching and loving Brand New Cherry Flavor on Netflix. It's this almost Lynchian revenge thriller about a young female filmmaker in 90s Los Angeles who has her film stolen from her by a kind of slippery and slimy producer, and it's about her exacting and chasing her revenge upon him. It takes some completely unexpected twists and turns. It's shocking and sexy and very, very stylish. It plays into all your favorite horror tropes and cliches, but cleverly subverts them and keeps you guessing. And it's held together by some completely wonderful and fantastic performances from Rosa Salazar and Jeff Ward, to name a few. And I really recommend it. Give it a watch.
That is a great outside-the-box answer there. Brand New Cherry Flavor has flown a bit under the radar since premiering in August, but has garnered a lot of positive buzz. And now this hearty recommendation from Aldridge. If your curiosity is piqued, you can find the 8-episode series streaming on Netflix. And now let's ride back into town with our number one pick, Walker. Jared Padalecki is back in the saddle as the iconic Texas Ranger, with the CW series kicking off season 2 tonight. Though he's finally learned the truth about what happened the night his wife died, Walker will now have to face the return of his family's rivals, the Davidsons, and that little mystery of who snuck cameras into his home. Meanwhile, his partner Mickey has gone undercover to find out who shot Stan Morrison and Walker. That is, until her boyfriend Trey blows her cover. Here's Padalecki to tell us more about where the new season finds everyone.
Walker certainly enters season 2 with a greater degree of peace than he entered into season 1. You know, he is a ranger, and he still has some questions, and he was shot at, and well, shot successfully, though through his vest.
Right.
Conversely, Mickey, Lindsay's character, has kind of taken the mantle for starting a season in a complicated headspace. So the piece that Walker has found, even if it's brief, was kind of taken from Mickey and given to Walker, because now she's undercover. Mm-hmm. And we pick up season 2 with Mickey having been undercover for about 3 months, trying to figure out who shot Stan Morrison and Walker. And Walker is not privy to all the facts. He knows she's gone, but Captain James put his foot down and says, you know, she's on my call. It's my job. And, you know, I'll tell you what you need to know when you know it. And so Walker just has to go, yes, sir. You know, yes, Cap, and carry on until he ultimately does find out. And he becomes equally worried about Mickey having gone through what he went through in season 1, having been undercover and having to come back to normal life.
Gotta say, we love a good role reversal. Here's a preview for the season.
I believe you already know our new DA.
It's been a long time.
She stole my job. She stole it.
I love you. But leave.
I don't want to kick up the dust on some old family feud. Why don't we just try and keep the peace?
With the Davidsons?
No more secrets.
Her father died in that fire trying to save your life.
Take a deep breath. You did nothing wrong. I'm missing something.
Does he know about your theory that he was the target?
Not sure.
When it comes to family, I get aggro.
What is your problem?
I don't want something to happen again.
Family is everything, and Texas is home.
And Walker is back tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
And now the answer to today's trivia question. What actor takes over as the narrator of Love Life in season 2? Samuel L. Jackson, James Earl Jones, or Keith David? The answer is Keith David, the actor who has actually won 2 Emmys for narrating Ken Burns documentaries, takes over narration duties on Love Life from English actress Leslie Manville. Well, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.